KX93.5, I'm very stoked, I believe is the correct terminology, to have Terry Nunn on the phone from Berlin. Hi, Terry, how are you?
I'm great. Merry Christmas, Jason.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Well, happy holidays. There's a war on Christmas, you know.
What's the war?
Apparently there's a war on Christmas. We're not allowed to say Christmas anymore. We've got to say holidays.
I know. It never feels as good, you know? I mean, it's not like everybody has to celebrate Christmas, but happy holidays, it just sounds too vague to me.
Yeah, it sounds cheesy. And I'm a Jew, so what do I know?
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Jewy Jewstein, that's my middle name.
Jewy Jewstein.
Yeah. Terry Nunn, do you know what? I looked online, I thought, well, Terry Nunn, what's she going to look like now after all these years? God, you're ridiculous. You know, there's a picture of you on your website, and you look like you're in the throes of orgasm.
Really?
Yeah, have you checked your website?
Oh, it must be the album cover.
I think it is, yeah.
It's funny because I did that photo shoot a year before the album was even a thought. And so we did all these shots in a bed. And I thought, okay, what am I going to use this for? So we just put it on a shelf. And then Animal happened, and there it was.
When did the record come out, Terry?
It came out the end of September.
Cool. And you are coming to our part of the world this weekend. I should say this is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Feddy, and I'm talking to Terry Nunn. So, yeah, you're coming down here to the Coach House this weekend, right?
Yes, on Saturday.
Saturday night, 21st.
That's right.
Actually, I gave away tickets yesterday to somebody, forget who now, but somebody called in. It was snapped up very quickly.
Oh, good, because I think it's sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's in the band? What's the band, the makeup of the band?
The makeup of the band is Carlton Bost. He comes from Dead Sea and Orgy. And Dave Schultz comes from the Goo Goo Dolls and General Public. And Chris Olivas, I snagged him before he came from anybody. He joined my band in 2000. So that's the makeup of the band with me.
Great. And have you done a lot of gigs already? Is this quite kind of early in the tour?
It's early in the tour now.
Yeah.
We're booked through May, though.
Great. Well, I'm very excited. Unfortunately, I can't come to that gig, but I will come to one later on in the tour. And
that would be great.
You know, I'm a fan of yours, and I'll tell you why. Because I remember when you did that backup thing for Sisters of Mercy, and I'm from Leeds. It's a long time ago.
By chance, is Leeds where the Beatles are from? Because you have exactly the same accent.
No. Beatles are from Liverpool, but the Sisters of Mercy are from Leeds. Andrew Eldritch and all those guys.
Yeah.
They were all from Leeds.
So, okay.
I remember when that whole thing was taking off. Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, that was the first time I got to go on Top of the Pops.
Wow.
With Andrew for Sisters of Mercy. Yeah.
Yeah, for people,
that song.
KX93.5 listeners that don't know, Top of the Pops was like the seminal big pop show on the TV. All the time when I was growing up, you know.
It was like American Bandstand here.
Is that what it was like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dick Clark was the guy for, you know, any music happenings in America, period. And Top of the Pops is your version of that, yeah.
Oh, right, Dick Clark. Keep your hands on your bum and keep reaching for cigars or whatever. What was it? What was his name? That was his thing, though, right?
I never heard that one.
What did he say at the end of the... He said something at the end of the show. He always said, keep your eyes on the thing and keep reaching for the stars. Was that not him?
I don't know, but I remember he always used to do the, you know, it's got a good beat. You know, would you give it a 57? Would you give it a 92?
We had one of those. We had one of those in England. I forget what the show was called, but there was always a woman on it from Liverpool. From Birmingham. And she would always say, "Oi, give it five."
Give it five.
Oi, give it five. Yeah. Well, listen, I hope people are going to give 10 to you, Terry Nunn, because the website looks brilliant and the music sounds great and you just sound as strong as ever. You know, so...
Thank you. Yeah, if you want to know where we're playing, go to the website, berlinband.com. Lists everywhere we're going to be. And this is our Christmas show Saturday. For me, Christmas is one of the best reasons to live. So we do some Christmas songs, Berlin style, and we'll play a few selections from Animal, the new album, and of course some of the hits.
Brilliant. So that's the Coach House on this Saturday night, 21st of December, Berlin Christmas show. I'm very delighted to have spoken to you. Thank you very much, Terry.
Oh, thank you for having me. Christmas, Jason. I don't care what anybody says. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas. How cool is that? That was Terry Nunn from the band Berlin. I'm Jason Fedde, and this is KX 93.5. We are Laguna's only FM.